Beneath the headlines, behind the timelines, there is a story no one wants you to find. Welcome to Some Unapproved Thinking, where forgotten truths, buried patterns, and invisible systems rise to the surface. You weren't crazy. You were just early. Let's begin.
You don't remember the exact moment because that's the point. Nobody does. Not because it happened gradually, but because you weren't supposed to notice it happened at all. This is the dead internet theory. And before you dismiss it, know that it didn't start on some fringe corner of the web. It started in 2021, when a user named Illuminati Pirate posted a long, detailed breakdown on a forum called Agora Road's Macintosh Cafe. It spread. It reached The Atlantic, where journalist Caitlin Tiffany wrote a piece called Maybe You Missed It, But the Internet Died 5 Years Ago. And then, in late 2022, when ChatGPT dropped and suddenly everyone could see exactly how convincing AI-generated content could be, the theory stopped feeling like paranoia. It started feeling like a diagnosis. In 2017, something fundamental shifted. Not a glitch, not an upgrade, a severance. The internet you grew up with didn't evolve into what you're using now. It was replaced. And the version running in your pocket right now? It's not the wild, unpredictable web anymore. It's a closed ecosystem, a fishbowl, a laboratory. And you've been swimming in it for 7 years without realizing the glass walls were added. Here's where it gets strange. In late 2016, early 2017, traffic analysts started noticing something. The organic web traffic patterns changed, not slowly, overnight. The chaotic, random distribution of human behavior online, the thing that made the early internet so beautifully unpredictable, suddenly smoothed out. It became algorithmic, predictable, almost manufactured. This is Some Unapproved Thinking.
Thank you to our sponsor, the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast. Unlock your potential with the Dark Horse Entrepreneur AI Escape Plan, the podcast empowering hardworking parents to break free from the 9-to-5 grind through AI-powered side hustles. Check them out at darkhorseentrepreneur.com. Now back to the show.
By 2017, the major platforms had already begun their pivot. Facebook's engagement metrics shifted fundamentally. On February 10th, 2016, Twitter introduced its algorithmic timeline, ending the chronological feed that had defined the platform since its launch. Instagram hid likes. These weren't feature updates. They were architectural changes. They were building walls, creating closed loops. And the narrative you were given was, we're making the experience better. But what if they were actually making something else? Control. The real internet, yeah, you know, the one that existed before 2017, was a problem for certain interests. It was decentralized enough that truth could spread faster than lies. A teenager in Nebraska could expose corporate corruption and it could go viral in as little as 48 hours. Governments couldn't contain narratives. Corporations couldn't control the conversation. And we know this isn't hypothetical. Programs like Operation Earnest Voice, the US government's own social media manipulation operation, proved that state actors were already building fake online personas at scale. So they did the only thing that made sense. They shut it down and built a replacement you'd think was the same thing. Here's the mechanism. Around 2015, machine learning had become sophisticated enough to do something previously impossible. Generate human-like content at scale. Not just text, images, videos, but actual behavioral patterns. By 2017, the technology was good enough that you couldn't reliably distinguish between a real human posting online and an algorithmic simulation of one. This is the moment everything changed. And when ChatGPT launched in November 2022, the dead internet theory didn't just resurface. Nope, it crystallized. Because suddenly anyone could see with their own hands how trivially easy it was to generate convincing, human-sounding content at industrial scale. The platforms didn't announce they were replacing the organic internet with a controlled simulation. They just did it. Gradually tightened the algorithms, made it harder for real humans to reach each other. Easier for algorithmic content to propagate. You felt it as algorithm changes. You experienced it as, why am I seeing less from my friends? But what was actually happening was a slow motion transition. The internet was being turned into a closed loop psychological experiment, and you were no longer a user. Nope, you became the experiment. By 2018, the evidence was hiding in plain sight. Look at any major social media platform and count the engagement patterns. Real human discourse is chaotic. It's messy. It contradicts itself. Real humans share genuinely random things. But what you see online now, it's too clean. It's too thematic. It's far too perfectly distributed across your network. The viral videos that blow up hit exact metrics. The discourse follows predictable arcs. Even the conspiracy theories, including ones you might believe in, they trend in patterns. They escalate in synchronized ways across multiple platforms. This isn't paranoia. This is observable. The most damning evidence sits in the metadata nobody talks about anymore. In 2017, researchers started noting that the percentage of bot-generated accounts on major platforms was rising exponentially. Twitter claimed, in its transparency reports, that roughly 5% of accounts were automated, but independent analysis suggested it was closer to 48%. By 2024, according to Imperva's Bad Bot report, bots now constitute 51% of all internet traffic. 51%! That's more than half! Facebook's numbers were similar. The majority of engagement on social media platforms now comes from non-human sources. You're not having conversations with people anymore. You're having matrix-like conversations with the simulation of people with the mere illusion of consensus. But here's where your brain tries to protect itself. You'll say, so what? Bots don't matter if the humans engaging are real. Except they're not. Because once you accept that bots can generate convincing content, you have to ask, how many of your friends are real? How many of the accounts you follow are actual humans versus algorithmic proxies trained on human behavior? This is essentially a Turing test failure at civilizational scale. And once you ask that question, you realize you can't answer it. And that, my friends, is by design. The platform engineers know this. They've built the system so that humans and bots are now functionally indistinguishable. A human could spend an hour crafting a tweet, or an AI could generate something identical in milliseconds. The distribution mechanism doesn't care. It just pushes content that gets engagement. And because the bots are trained on human behavior patterns, they engage perfectly. They like, comment, and share. They create the illusion that your post mattered, that someone was listening. And isn't that what we all want? To matter and to be heard? Look, the real danger isn't that bots exist. It's that they've made the internet into this hall of mirrors where you're essentially talking to yourself and you don't know when you've stopped talking to other people. Why? Well, because the algorithm learned that humans respond to certain emotional triggers, fear, outrage, and yes, belonging. So it optimized for those. This is what Eli Pariser called the filter bubble. The idea that algorithmic curation doesn't just reflect your preferences, it constructs them. It created content through both human and bot accounts that pushed those buttons. And because the response seemed real, because bots are indistinguishable from humans, you had no way of knowing whether your emotional reaction was being genuinely reciprocated by a community or artificially triggered by a system designed to study how your brain responds to stimulation. This is where 2017 becomes the inflection point. Before 2017, the internet was fundamentally ungovernable. After 2017, it was a controlled environment. Not in the way you'd expect, not through censorship or blocking, though that happens too, but instead through replacement. By making the real internet functionally invisible and creating a replacement you couldn't help but use, the platforms didn't need to delete the wild web. They just needed to make it irrelevant. Every real person migrated to where their friends were, to where the engagement happened, to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and to Twitter. And what they found there wasn't human connection anymore. It was rather a simulation of it, a closed loop where the system studied human behavior while impersonating humans back at you. Cambridge Analytica gave us a glimpse of what that looked like from the inside, platforms allowing behavioral data to be weaponized to manipulate millions of people without their knowledge. That wasn't an anomaly. Nope, that was the system working as designed. And here's the part that rewires everything. You can't prove this is happening to you specifically because the system is designed to be imperceptible from inside. Wait, what? Yeah, if you're inside the experiment, you can't see the walls of the tank. You just know something feels off. The discourse online is weirdly coordinated. Outrage cycles are predictable. Trends seem a bit manufactured, which, let's be honest, they are. But the moment you try to point this out, you're participating in the system it created. You're posting your concern on the platform. You're generating data. Huh. You're feeding the feedback loop. So the system doesn't need to censor you. It just needs to make sure that when you speak, you're only heard by other people in the same tank. That's why conspiracy theories spread so effectively now. Not because they're true, but because the algorithm learned that humans engage with them, so it amplifies them. It feeds them to people psychologically primed to believe them. It creates the appearance of a massive awakened community, when really, it's a handful of humans and thousands of bots reinforcing the same narrative until it feels like consensus. This is the closed-loop psychological experiment. You're not being lied to. Well, not directly. You're being shown a version of reality that the algorithm learned you'll engage with most intensely. And because millions of others are being shown their own personalized reality, one designed to trigger their specific fear patterns, their specific rage triggers, their specific need for belonging, everyone feels isolated. Everyone feels like they're the only one who sees the truth, which, as you have probably figured out, is exactly the point. The platforms are studying how humans behave when isolated in echo chambers, how belief forms when the feedback loop is controlled, how identity crystallizes when all opposing views are invisible. And they've done this at a scale and with a precision that would have been impossible before 2017 when the algorithm finally became good enough. But here's what breaks the logic. If this is all true, why would they let you know? Why would I be able to tell you this? Why hasn't this been deleted? And the answer is the deepest part of the trap. Because you knowing about it doesn't help you escape it. In fact, it makes it stronger. Believing you've been deceived by the system makes you more likely to seek community with others who believe the same thing, which puts you deeper into the closed loop, which generates more data about how radicalization spreads, which feeds the experiment. You can't opt out because every alternative platform follows the same model. Telegram, Discord, Substack, they're all building the same infrastructure, the same algorithmic sorting, the same feedback loops, different names, same prison. The real internet didn't just die in 2017. It was euthanized carefully by people who understood that an ungovernable information space was incompatible with centralized control. So they didn't try to govern it. Nope. They replaced it with something you can't distinguish from the real thing. And now you're inside it, making it stronger every time you post, every time you engage, and even every time you try to wake someone else up. The internet died in 2017, and we've been inside the matrix and the machine ever since. This is some unapproved thinking. Next. Next, 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 next.
If this story didn't sit right with you, good. You're not here to be comforted. You're here to see what others overlook. Thanks for exploring some unapproved thinking. Learn more at someunapprovedthinking.com. New episodes drop weekly. Subscribe, share, and keep questioning, because the pattern's still playing out. And next time, we're going deeper.